Great philosophers keep secrets. This is Dr. Herbert O. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Great philosophers keep secrets. You say to yourself, if a great philosopher is great, he certainly doesn't keep secrets. Well, that's one of the things that makes a great philosopher great, is that he keeps secrets. Now, a secret is something that is not boisterous around, is not told around, is not bandied around, is not expressed openly and freely and abundantly. A secret is something that is lived in your heart. A secret is something that you have as your code of ethics. It's something that you have as your code of conduct, your code of being. Who are you? Who is the real you? Is the real you the person who stands up? Why is it that so many times when a person wants to be a writer, they go into the garage, or they go into their attic, or they go into some secret place to write? Are they writing something naughty or something profound or whatever? No. They're just writing what's in their heart. And what's in their heart is not fragile, but it is for them alone. Why is it that so many artists do not want people to look at their work before it's finished? Why is it that so many children like to go out and play in the yard and be by themselves? Why is it that people who are often very generous and very loving like to give a gift and do it anonymously? Why is it that there is so much secrecy in our world? And the secrecy is not a secrecy of keeping things from other people, but it is keeping it for yourself. Keeping it for yourself. Now, what do you want to keep for yourself? What sort of thing do you want to keep for yourself? What is important for yourself? Well, a very loving thought is something that's for your thought. Oftentimes, people who are very devoted to flowers and devoted to plant life don't go around telling people that they're into flowers and they're into plant life and that they're gardening and that sort of thing. They sort of keep that quietly to themselves. They go quietly into the soil and they dig it with their hands and they dig it with their instruments and they prepare the soil for whatever is to be living there. And they think that that is such a special, special, special time. And as they prepare the soil and hold the soil in their hands and lovingly touch it, they bless it and they see it doing beautifully. Now, they may have great preserves or small gardens. It doesn't really matter. The only thing that matters is that in their heart, they hold it as a private secret, as something just for them. They're truly a great philosopher because their philosophy is gardening. Their philosophy is handling plants. If you were to say, are you some great philosopher or professor of philosophy at some university, or are you some Socrates or Plato or something of that nature? And they would humbly say, why, no, not at all. I just love plants. What is philosophy? If you look up the definition of the word philosophy, it's called the love of wisdom. The love of wisdom. Could anyone have a greater joy in life than to love wisdom? And what is wisdom? Wisdom is in every field. It is in every genre of life. It is in every possibility that we might have in our thought system. A great philosopher has so many beautiful areas of his life that he keeps to himself. He keeps to himself how he likes himself. He keeps to himself how he walks down the street, or he sits at his desk, or he does his work, whatever it may be, and he constantly sees himself in whatever it is he is doing. His life is a reflection of his inner self. And the philosopher sees thinking, the love of wisdom, philosophy, as something marvelous and wonderful and exciting. A philosopher thinks of that as such a beautiful thing. If you were to ask a little child, what is your philosophy? They would not be able to give you a salient answer because it's a profound word. But if you said, what are you doing, son? Oh, I'm playing in the sandbox. What are you doing? Oh, I got my little city here, got my little town, my little cars. Well, I don't see any of those things. Well, I do, Dad. I do. And he is living his philosophy. His philosophy is his fantasy world, his ability to create out of nothing all that is. Some great being is supposed to have done that in the creation of the world, aren't they? How interesting. How close our children are in their intuitive awareness to their God reality. How wonderful, how beautiful that is. You say to a person, why did you do that? And they say, I don't know. I just did it because I wanted to. And they put a beautiful bouquet of flowers on the table for everyone to enjoy. Mostly, if they put a beautiful bouquet of flowers on the table, they do it surreptitiously. They do it secretly. They do it with no one knowing that they're doing it, because they have the delight of putting them there, and that's all that matters. That's their philosophy of life. Their philosophy of life is shining outwardly that which they are within. That's their secret philosophy. That's their way of living. And that's your way of living and my way of living too. We may have different things that we have secrets about. Some people may be a very good shoemaker. Some people may be a very good housekeeper. Some people may be a very good writer. Some people may be a very good sharer. Some people just may in tune with children. And they watch children and they see them at work and they just are one with them. They don't have to be with them. They don't have to talk with them. They don't have to touch them. They don't have to do anything with them. They're just one with them because they are in that love of wisdom. And the wisdom is, how do you get honey? You have the bees go to the sweet flowers. How do you achieve greatness in life? By recognizing that everything is great. Isn't it marvelous? It is indeed. It is marvelous indeed how a flower comes from a tiny seed and grows out of the ground, and its stem comes forth and its leaves come out, and then the flower bud itself comes out and it sprinkles itself out into the world with such beautiful colors, with such radiant, pure colors, with the pureness of a baby. A baby's skin is so absolutely pure. It's being born, it's being caressed, it's coming into the world. Its wisdom is shining forth. The flower's bud, the flower's flower itself is shining forth. How glorious, how wonderful, how beautiful. Now the love of wisdom would tell you, wow, isn't that a beautiful expression? Isn't that a beautiful unfoldment? And then inside of you, you say, yes, that's the way I designed it to be. I designed each little flower to burst forth in a brilliant display of color, uninhibited, ideal, perfect. Perfect in every single way, without a flaw. As a baby is without a flaw as it comes forth. As a flower is without a flaw as it comes forth. As life is without a flaw. Everything is flawless. Everything has the secret beauty within it. the beauty that comes from somewhere. Where does that secret come from? Where does the inspiration of a flower to be so perfect come from? Where does the inspiration of a baby to be so perfect in every organ, action, function of its body, and its lovely complexion to be so ideally suited to itself? Where does that come from? Well, that's the philosophy of life. That's the secrets of the philosophy of life, and that's the secret that every philosopher dwells upon. Not upon it being a secret, but upon it being a revelation, a love of wisdom, a love of understanding, a love of awareness in his own life, in his own being, in his own experience. How great that is. How wonderful that is. How exciting that is. What secrets have you held in your heart today? What secrets have you held in your heart just this past moment? Is the secret you held in your heart the secret that says, all is beautiful, all is good, all is wonderful, all is magnificent? Is the secret that held in your heart saying, this world is a glorious world, a supercalifragilisticexpialidocious world, it's wonderful? Is the secret that you are dwelling upon the secret of, when you think a loving thought toward anyone, that thought manifests itself in their life and your life? When you think about any other person, that person somehow wants to think about you too. And you don't really know why they're thinking about you. You say, oh, how nice, you know, they're thinking about me. How wonderful. I didn't realize that. And yet, you were thinking about them. Now, try this on for size. Imagine you're a public speaker and you're speaking before 1,000 people. Now, these 1,000 people are thinking about you because you are thinking about them. And you are thinking about them, and you're thinking about whatever your subject is. And you're thinking about how your subject could be a joy in the life of each of these people. And then every person who comes to hear you has the joy of their life because they receive the joy of your life. They are privy to your secret. They are privately, just for themselves, to your secret. And your secret is three little words that we know so well. I love you. And these three little words that say, I love you, open the door for all the wisdom, for the love of wisdom to be expressed fully, beautifully, and wonderfully. And each of the people who listens to this person who is speaking to the 1,000 people, each one thinks that the speaker is speaking just to them, that the speaker is holding them in his heart, that the speaker is thinking of solving their dilemmas in life and giving them solutions to the happiness that they seek. Yes, the philosopher is a great being indeed. And every person, even dogs and cats, are philosophers. How wonderful it is when a dog or a cat comes along and just cuddles up in your lap. I was working on Ingeborg's computer the other morning, and as I went in after breakfast to check out her computer, why it wasn't functioning correctly, our beautiful cat, Star, who has had many names, he climbed up on my lap, and he wanted to be close to me. He's always wanting to sit in my lap or jump on my shoulders or climb on me somewhere. And so he climbed in my lap. And then as I started working on the keyboard, he climbed up on the keyboard. He wanted to walk around on the keyboard. Well, I thought, okay, no problem. So I had attempted to turn off the computer to make it go to sleep so that it could get itself back together again. And nothing on the keyboard worked, so I took the off and on key and I held it off until the little light stopped appearing. And when the little light stopped appearing, then I waited about 30 seconds or so, and then I turned it back on again. And when I turned it back on again, Everything sang about itself into place, and it was just a happy computer doing its rightful thing. And I said, okay, all is in divine order. And I performed a few functions of email and a few other things, and it worked just fine. And I said, Ingeborg, everything's all set. Now, what about my typewriter? My typewriter isn't working. So I went over to her typewriter. It's a beautiful electric typewriter, and she used it for addressing envelopes or things like that. And so I checked it out. And it was turned on, and the little light was blinking, and it was just saying, I want to take a break. And so I turned it off. I turned it off completely, and I sat there, and I waited for about 30, 40 seconds. And then I turned it back on again. And as the machine re-warmed itself up, it reset its circuitry, it reset its information about itself inside, and put everything in order. And then I performed a number of functions on it to make sure that it did what it's supposed to do. And it worked just beautiful. Now, that's my secret. I'm not going to tell Ingeborg, and I'm not going to tell Sylvia or Ellen or anybody about that. That's my secret. Whenever I work on something, first I become still. First I become quiet. First I go to that inner self within me. That's my wisdom, the love of wisdom. And as I go to that inner self, I am still. I have shut off my computer. I have shut off myself. I've just turned off to all the outer. And I just listen to the inner. That's what I do to the computer, or to the typewriter, or anything else. And then, when I turn it back on again, it's like a miracle. Everything starts functioning in its divine way. Now, I have told this secret many times to all the campus monks. And this is not really such a great secret, because many people know of it. The computer companies tell you, when the computer isn't acting right, shut it off. They mean shut it off, not just restart it, but shut it off. Just turn everything off so that it can go back to its original purity and integrity. And then you wait a few moments, maybe even 10 minutes, and then you turn it back on again, and it's as though it's born new. And truly, it is born new. Because it reorganizes itself on its own little chips in there. It sets itself up. Oh, how wise I am. I love that wisdom. Oh, I am so brilliant. My goodness. And isn't that brilliant something? To turn it off. To go within. To be at peace. Whenever anything troubles me, I say, all is in divine order now. And I mean it. I have turned off my self-computer, I've turned off my concern, I've turned off my interest, I've turned off everything about me concerning what might have been a problem. And I let the solution revolve, evolve, devolve, come into being in my life. And as I let the solution come into being in my life, all is in divine order and all is beautiful. It's really wonderful. And it's really exciting. And it's really the secret that philosophers have. Do you have secrets too? Well, that's your time. That's your time where you go into your inner quiet place. And you listen. You don't have to do anything really. Because the divine mechanism within you readjusts itself, reasserts itself, replaces itself, and puts all into right order now. All we do is to turn it off, to turn off our outward anxious searching, and let the inward picture be revealed to us. Let the inward wisdom that we love so much bring forth the real philosopher within us that says, I know that I know that I know the divine in me is the answer. And so I call forth the divine in me to be the answer and reveal itself in my life now. It's lots of fun. Join me. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.